Dear viewers, dear Islamic brothers and sisters, we must understand what the Quran says to us. Now there's a hadith pertaining to this. Let's listen to it. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, فَإِذَا قَرَأْتُمُوهُ فَبْكُوا فَإِن لَمْ تَبْكُوا فَتَبَاكَوْا. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, so cry as you recite the Quran. If you cannot cry, make an expression as if you are. Now what does this mean? Reciting in a state of sorrow such that tears flow from one's eyes moves the reciter's heart and allows him to gain proximity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The proof of Islam, Sayyidina Imam Muhammad bin Muhammad bin Muhammad al-Ghazali rahimahullah alayh explains, crying when reciting the Quran means to reflect upon what it contains, such as mention of punishment, divine promises and stipulations. One must also look at what the Quran allows or forbids, then consider one's shortcoming in acting upon this. Now, if this is done, sorrow will build and tears will flow from one's eyes. If a person is not moved to tears the way people of clean hearts are, he should cry at both his lack of grief and tears, as this is the greatest calamity. Dear Islamic brothers and sisters, dear viewers, to understand the Quran, we must take a step forward. How can we do that? The fragrant Dawat-e-Islami provides us with a huge platform. It has given us tafsir, known as Siratul Jinan. It is available in Urdu. It is available in English. Why not go towards it? Why not try to understand what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying to us? What we must do, what we mustn't do, what things are forbidden, what things are permissible. It is the best way to understand what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us. And secondly, this is the way to prepare ourselves for the Day of Judgment. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.